Blog Talk Radio.
Yahusha's call, Yahusha. You may have called him Jesus, but his name is Yahusha, and he is coming soon to claim his bride. And this broadcast comes to you to teach you the ways of Yahuwah, Elohim. You know him, you trust him, and he is our Father. Right now, we're going to take you down a journey, take you down a road, and we're going to teach truth here on this broadcast. Tell your friends, tell your loved ones, Yahusha, Mashiach, the Messiah, is coming back soon, and he has sent his prophets all over the world to spread his name, to talk about him and not themselves. Father, Abba, Yahuwah, we praise you today. Open the ears of those that are listening. Open the hearts of those that are seeking your truth. For Satan has put out poisonous seed to ruin, to tear down your church. But it's not because it is done without our understanding, because there is no such thing as tearing down anything you have built. But what man must understand is that they must tear down their churches. So, Father, lead your servant. Lead her well today. Fill her mouth with your words. I thank you now as you bless us in this understanding and truth. As it is written, let it be done. I want to talk to you, my brothers and sisters, my Hebrew brothers and sisters, and all those who want to come out of darkness into the light of Yahusha. Be aware and understand that in these last days, and they have been last days for 2,000 years, you know. But these are the last of the last days, right prior to the coming of Yahusha. Therefore, truth has exploded. The information age has made it possible that we can research and study in ways we have never been able to do before. The word of God, the word of Yah, tells us this, that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I am your host, Myra Waiters, of the People of the Way Fellowship, here in Pasadena, California. And we are here to serve Yahuwah Elohim through his son, Yahusha HaMashiach. And this program is dedicated to the truth and power of Ruach HaKodesh, known as the Holy Spirit to all nations. However, we have a divine call, and that divine call is committed to awakening the tribe of Judah, the true Jews, and all Yah's chosen people of the lost tribes of Israel. Yahusha's call can be seen over Charter Cable Network in Pasadena, Media Channel 32, at 10 a.m. and p.m. each Wednesday morning and night. Also on UVerse Channel 99, Pasadena Media Royal Channel, look for the listing. We not only do this Blog Talk Radio broadcast, but you can go to Reverb Nation and also YouTube to get information about us. We thank you for tuning in, and let's get started right now. As you can see, our theme is Tear Down Your Churches. Well, let's look at the word church. If we're going to tear something down, we better understand what it is we're trying to tear down. Amen. I should say amen. And it says church. This is the word used most in English versions as a rendering of the Greek ecclesia. Ecclesia. Why do we need to tear down the so-called church? Let me tell you why. Ecclesia means a calling out. A meeting, a gathering. Ecclesia in the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew word gahal. It means assembly or a congregation, not a building, saints, but an actual a human gathering of people. The origin of the word church is kurikon in Greek, and it means a building or a house. This is what they have placed on us in error, That is not what is meant in the Hebrew term, which is gathering, meeting of the ecclesia, of the those that have been called out to serve Yahusha through the blood of his cross, his suffering. He bled and he died that we might have everlasting life. So he didn't die for a church building. He didn't die for a denomination. He did not die for an organization. He died that our sins might be forgiven, and by faith we enter his kingdom. The dictionaries give us the origin of church as the Anglo-Saxon root cirque, C-I-R-C-E, search. Search was the goddess daughter of Helenos, the sun deity. Does that have a bell ringing in your head? Can you imagine? It is a derivative Sunday, which was a heathen god. This day, Sunday, that everyone feels they have to run to worship on, which you should be worshiping 7 days a week, especially on the Sabbath, because that has not changed. But this Sunday is actually the day, a first day of the week. You can meet on the first day, but the seventh day says keep it holy. The word cirque, listen to this, is related to circus. And if you can't look around right now and see circus and entertainment in some of these buildings they call churches, I don't know what to say to you. Then you're blind. And you know if the blind lead the blind, they're going to all fall in the ditch. It's time to wake up. And when that translation in our New Testament, circus, it's through the circus, Christ did not say in the original tongue, original terminology, any church. He said gathering, assembly, his congregation, those that he's bled and died for. Nothing about a building. We need to get out of that church mentality because that's what's tearing us down. Circe was originally a Greek goddess whose name was written and pronounced as Kirk. The word church is known in Scotland as Kirk. All right? Another thing about this word, Kirk, is that it's a goddess of magic. And what do we see? We see false religious practices, kudalinian carrying on, barking like dogs, crowing like roosters, and squawking like ducks. But the goddess of magic or sometimes this is what the circus is. This is what the so-called name church is about. It's a seed planted by Satan. And it is written that Satan would plant false seed among his believers. The true church is not a building. It is the assembly. And there has been a horrible, horrible deception that we have bought into, that it is time now to wake up those that sleep. And this old Greek goddess of magic, sometimes a nymph, a witch, enchantress, sorceress, in Greek mythology, by most accounts, she was the daughter of the sun god Helios. Sound like the right name for him, Helios and Perse, P-E-R-S-E. An oceanid nymph, Neptune, a Neptune figure. Her brothers were Aetes, keeper of the golden fleece. Sound familiar? The reason house churches, or I should say assemblies, was called, it was for the meeting of the called out ones who could no longer go where they were not welcome in their local synagogues. If it were possible at that time, but they could not do it. They started off in synagogues. Yes, they did. Paul often talks about visiting the synagogues in the city that he would visit. But after a while, it got practically impossible because of the venom and the fear and hatred against these people of the way, people of the Nazarene. And so therefore, they had to go into graveyards, but they had to go wherever they could go. They went from house to house. They couldn't stay too long. They would go from house to house to kind of cover their tracks. And so you never knew exactly which house they'd be. But some after a while, they got to establish their ministry in homes. And so we need to go back to the original, costless, practically, house church meetings. Actually, it is the called out ones meetings. We need to go back to where we don't have to spend all this money giving it to the banks instead of helping our people. When you collect the offerings, we can help each other. That's what they did in the early church. Whoever had need, the person in charge would make sure that they got help. Not today. They'll tell you in the so-called churches, go to the government and get help. Go to the food kitchen and get help. Go to the public places where they hand out food and clothing and get help. We just don't have. There are a few that help each other, but not in the way they could if they weren't paying that huge mortgage on those buildings and all this getting riches, these state, these banks. But remember, whenever you start something that is phony, you're on a shaky foundation, and therefore it will fall. It may take a while, but you keep building on that phony foundation, and your building's going to fall. Let some small shaking come, and it will come down. It's coming down now. That's why you see so many empty buildings. That's why you see the spirit of Yah moved, and emotion has taken his place. Let us look, Yahusha, and how he taught in the synagogues. In Matthew 4:23, it says, "And Yahusha went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people." Now, there is a difference between the Temple of Jerusalem and synagogues. Synagogues was your local meeting place where you would meet on the Sabbath to worship. In Mark 1:39, he preached in the synagogues throughout all Galilee. Mark 6:2, and when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. No, I am not Seventh-day Adventist, but I am a person that believes in gathering on the Sabbath. In fact, we gather on Wednesday as well. But the Sabbath, he said, is special. He said, make it holy, make it a special day where you can rest and put your mind on me. And there needs to be a going back to his word and not the word that men are teaching in falsehood. And this is not a binding thing. This is a free, you're free to serve him on Saturday. And it goes on to say that he served in a synagogue in Luke 4:16, John 18:20, and so on and so forth. Now we look at Acts 6:9. It says, There arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and the Syrians and like Alexandrians and them of Cilicia and Asia. I'm trying to get you to see they were disputing Stephen. And what they were doing? They were doing it in the synagogue. There was a time when the early church would meet in synagogues until it was no longer safe. All right. And we have reason to know that they did not worship on the first day in the book of Acts, like some people keep telling you, go to church on Sunday. Mm-hmm. The church, they go to the circus on Sunday. Yes, sun god day. Acts 18:4 says, and he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath. Who did? Saul, Paul, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. So we know they met on Saturday, Sabbath. Saturday is not necessarily Sabbath. Let me get that correct. According to the Jewish calendar, Hebrew calendar, I think it's on a Wednesday. But the thing is, they have altered the times. Who do you think does this? Satan himself, of course. He is the prince of this world. So what we have to do is because we are Hebrews, we are in a land that does not belong to us. We are in a strange land here in America. Our ancestors did not vote to come here. They didn't come here to vacation and decided to stay. They weren't on tour. They were prisoners. They were slaves. And therefore, this land is not our land. Our land is Israel, and I'm going to teach you a lot more about that in the going weeks to come. We have many weeks to come. I'm going to really be involved with teaching you your roots. And I don't want to get off my subject right now, but the Negro here in America, your ancestors who came over on ships, slave ships, they were not African. They came from Africa, but they came before Africa from Israel. You are Yehuda. You are the tribe of Judah. So we'll get more into that as we go. Let us look a little bit more about the way we are to serve Yahuwah. He never told us anything about a church to build one way or another. It is difficult even for me to get out of the habit of saying church. It is would have been better for us to have met at homes or call it a synagogue. But to call it a church was a misnomer. It was not an accident. It was satanic, and we have to get out of that. So when I say tear down your churches, let's first of all tear down the lie that it means something holy and righteous, because it does not. It is a lie. It is a perversion. And we need to know the ecclesia was not a quote-unquote church building. We don't go to church. We don't do church. We are the ecclesia, the called out ones. And we need to get into truth, because the more truth you can get into and lock into, the more truth will be revealed. This is the great thing. It isn't about fighting every time something comes up. You got to fight it. If it's the truth, you need to digest it. You need to digest it. What happened? The ecclesia had to flee, all right? And during the early days of persecution, the ecclesia, many fled, not only to private homes, but to mountain caves, as I explained earlier, to escape the cruel persecution of both the legalistic Jews and later on the Roman Catholic Church. And in between, of course, the Roman period, Romans. In Acts 17:1-2, it says, now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, in this manner, went unto them, and for three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures. Paul then was restrained and thrown out of the temple in Acts 21:26. He was no longer welcome in the temple. Paul took the man, and the next day in Acts 21:26-30, Paul took the man and the next day purifying himself and them and entered the temple to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification. They were still born again, but they were acknowledging the days of purification until that an offering should be offered for every one of them. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews were of Asia, when they saw them in the temple, stirred up the people, laid hands on them, crying out, "Men of Israel, yell, help. This is the man that teaches all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place. And further brought Greeks into the temple, have polluted his holy place. For they seen before with him, saw him before in this, with him in the city of Trophia from us, an Ephesian whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple, but he didn't do it. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together. They took Paul, and they what? They threw him out of the temple." All right. So, and then the doors were shut. That meant don't come back. Don't come back at your own risk. That's what it meant. So, thus the houses had to be open for worshipers of Yahuwah. And when Peter realized this, he went to the house of Mary. Now, she had a gathering in her home, and she was the mother of John, Acts 12:12, who was called Mark. You remember John Mark, where there were many people gathered in prayer. And you go on, it says, then when Paul and Silas came out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house where they saw and encouraged the brothers, and then they left. And that's in Acts 16:40. And then it says in Romans 16:3-5, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Yahusha HaMashiach. Greet also the church in their house. So we understand that the early church had to stop going to synagogues and temple because they were no longer welcome. And we have Colossians 4:15, salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Nymphas and the church which is in the house. And that church, again, should be assembly or gathering. That is incorrect. Do some research. Understand what I'm saying. Because if we don't, if you have one lie, it just helps you build another lie. And it's helped right now no one to think that a building is a church. Because if that's the church and anything can go in it, anybody doing anything can go into a building and say, "I went to church," you can see the misnomer there. You can see the error. So before we can get anywhere else, let's tear down this error. And understand fully that we need to get out of the habit as much as we can of saying the word church. It's never been in the original text. It was transliterated incorrectly. It was done, and I'll get on this more often, and you'll understand it. It was done to control. And it was done in 325 AD at the Nicene Council, the Nicene Council, as they call it, under the auspices of Emperor Constantine. And we will get into that and all of the error that came from that meeting and all of the books that were snatched from the Holy Scriptures, how the men and women of Yahuwah took these books and hid them in caves, and some even were buried with these texts. And we're going to be referencing them in the coming seasons. So stay tuned. Tell your friends. We just got started. So we made of none effect what the meaning of church is, because that was strictly a bad seed. That is not what our Messiah said. He did not say, "Upon this rock I will build my church." upon the rock. This rock I will build my congregation. I will build my assembly. I will build those that I have called out of darkness into my marvelous light. For he is light and he is truth. I'd like to give you another scripture before we leave. And then, we've had enough, I guess, scriptures of the house churches. You can go to Philemon and read that. You can go to chapter 1, verse 2. And there is a word, I should say word, there is prophet's word that came to me through the Holy Spirit. And this is his words. This is not my words, tear down your churches. This came from a vision that I received. And he showed me the buildings, the things that man has created. And this is going to be probably a few hours of teaching on this. But the very first thing he said was, tear down your churches. And he said that because he was teaching us that they are built. They're an albatross to me, he said. They're an albatross. They're a problem, something or someone you want to be free from. Because that thing or person is causing you problems. It's a heavy cross to bear. It's an idiom, a heavy cross to bear, a bitter pill to swallow. Let's give you some examples. These albatrosses is what he called these churches. You know why he said it? He said, when people see them, they do not ask or think of me, Yahusha, Mashiach, who suffered, who sacrificed my life for them. Instead, they are led to think of those who erected and run them, the denominations, the organization, the boards, the pastors, and so on and so forth. That's why the very first thing I wanted to talk about in this series, first of all, get the word church organized correctly in your mind and understand that was a mistransliteration, and we need to focus on what that really ecclesia means. We should do that, saints, because everything else I'm going to be teaching you will be some things that you're going to have to deal with or just ignore. You can ignore this stuff. Or you can get on your post and begin to seek Yahuwah and seek his word and study and research for yourself, because nothing I'm teaching you cannot be researched and found out. The truth. In love. Well, that's going to be about it for this session. Time goes by so quickly when you're involved in the truth. At this time, we want you to be on your guard, my Hebrew sisters and brothers, and all others, sisters and brothers, but especially you that are called Judah, Yehuda. Remember, there is things you need to know about your Hebrew roots that I will be teaching you, and you dare not miss them, or if you do, on your own and get the information. So be blessed. Seek the one who saves. Yahusha HaMashiach is his name. You go with him, and you will be blessed. Until next time, bye bye.